Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Well, we know we're going to see the ball drop, but are we going to see snow at the crossroads of the world, too? The AccuWeather meteorologist, Joe Lundberg.
We may indeed, Kathleen. There's a disturbance that will come streaking toward the area today. Out ahead, we'll see clouds and sun, and we'll crack the freezing mark, maybe get to 34. But as that feature moves through tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy. We do expect a little snow and flurries at times. Light accumulations of dusting to at best an inch, just enough to make things kind of slippery as you're walking around Times Square. And at the stroke of midnight, we're expecting temperatures to be around the freezing mark. Then it will dry out by morning. And tomorrow will be a cold day. We're probably going to be stuck in the 20s despite some sunshine. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg from New York's weather station, 1010 Winds and 92.3 FM.
Now, snow or not, the NYPD and New Yorkers are getting ready for the big party. 1010 Winds' Amanda Alexander is in Times Square.
Good morning, Kathleen. First of all, happy New Year's Eve. And absolutely, the NYPD is ready. All of Broadway, 6th and 7th Avenues and beyond, they are barricaded. I mean, thousands of NYPD officers are on duty with canines. There's going to be bomb squad teams, drones, helicopters, you name it. Security is tight this year. It almost made it impossible for me to get in the press area, but I'm here and I'm just as amped up as the people already lining up like new.
Are you lined up already?
Yeah.
My goodness. Wait, tell me what time it is. Where's your phone? Let's look at our phone. I need the exact time.
4:20 now.
4:20 in the morning, and you are ready to experience this. How excited are you for the new year?
Super exciting. Like a once in a life.
That's right. For hundreds, if not thousands of people, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity that they just don't want to miss. Being in the heart of Times Square with friends, loved ones, even strangers. Only this year, it's going to be one of our coldest celebrations to date. I did catch up with TJ Whittem. He's the VP of Communications for the Times Square Alliance, and he is all too familiar with people showing up early, no matter the weather.
This is a bucket list item for so many people, so we want to make sure that they have the best experience possible, and I know that they want to experience as much of it as possible, so that involves a very long day.
A long day indeed, but it'll be worth it in the end as the clock ticks for 2026. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And the ball's ready, too.
Testing, testing.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
High atop One Times Square with the New Year's Eve ball. Officials here getting it up the pole so that it can drop 90 feet in 60 seconds to ring in 2026. Tom Harris of the Times Square Alliance says it's bigger and better than ever.
It is 12 and a half feet in diameter and it weighs over 12,000 pounds.
Sparkling new crystals, swirling colors, a sight to behold. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Of course, 1010 Winds will be there live tonight with full coverage of the big party at the crossroads of the world, so stay with us. And Mayor-elect Manbani takes office later today. He is filling out his team, naming longtime city educator and District 3 Superintendent Kamar Samuels to be Education Commission Chancellor. In his work in the Upper West Side District, Samuels has been known for his efforts to focus on equity, academic improvement, and increasing diversity. State Senator John Liu, chair of the Senate Education Committee, tells 1010 Winds he's excited.
And he has actually accomplished some very real results for the area that he's been superintendent in. And if he's able to extend that kind of approach as well as results, then I think the city will be all the better for it.
Now, Mamdani's also bringing in some more legal help.
The team joining Mamdani's administration is growing, with Stephen Banks nominated as corporation counsel and Ramzi Kassem has been appointed as chief counsel.
My sincere hope is that New Yorkers who have long felt on the margins of this city, the homeless veteran straining to survive, the patient searching for the care that they need, an immigrant trying to get by, will feel that they now have leaders in their corner.
The mayor-elect says he plans to bring on about 200 more lawyers to join his team.
There are a number of active court cases, frankly, that I look forward to working on with my nominated corporations counsel. Our actions as a city are furthering the protection of the rights of the people who call it home.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Elmhurst, Queens.
Mayor Dani's formal inauguration is this afternoon. After weeks of waffling, outgoing Mayor Adams has confirmed he will attend. In a statement, his honor says he wants to show the smooth, peaceful transition of power. New York teachers say the phone ban is working. Under the ban, devices have to be stored from bell to bell, often in locked pouches or lockers. United Federation of Teachers President Michael Mulgrew telling 1010 Winds.
The reports we're getting in our school visits and from meetings with teachers, over and over again, the same thing. I'm spending more quality time with my students. I have much more time to break my class into small groups.
New York is the largest school district in the country to ban phones. The new rules took effect at the start of the school year. It is a longer and healthier life in New York. New stats from the city health department show life expectancy at birth has increased to 82.6 years. That's up 1.1 years over 2022, a return to the pre-pandemic high. Numbers also show reductions in deaths from COVID, as well as heart and diabetes-related disease and screenable cancers. It's not all rosy, though. There are increases in overdose and suicide deaths and concerns about lower life expectancy for Black New Yorkers. Another celebration of the season on Long Island today. Big Kwanzaa observance at the Roosevelt Field Mall. Nassau lawmaker Olina Nix tells 1010 Winds.
We'll bring together a lot of our community leaders. We'll be lighting the menorah. There will be musical selections and dance. And it really embodies the practices and the principles of what Kwanzaa is.
And she says it's an especially important celebration this year.
And especially at a time where diversity has been under fire, it is really important that we celebrate and recognize these events that are happening and that we stress the importance of inclusivity, unity within our communities, and recognizing people as a whole.
The event is at noon at the North Court at the Roosevelt Field Mall. It was a frightening night for shoppers at a mall in Wayne, New Jersey. Police say at least one shot was fired inside the food court around 7 p.m. at this mall. Shoppers heard the gunfire, started running. Andre Moore told CBS 2 News.
I heard a loud bang. I seen another patron of the mall run back into the store that I was inside shopping. And he let us know that there was a gunshot fired. The manager of the store took us in the back so they could keep us all safe.
State police and officers from a dozen surrounding towns were centered on the place, took control of the scene. Wayne police say nobody was hit, but at least one shot was fired after some kind of fight. No word so far on any arrests or any other details. Police want your help finding a crew of busy robbers on scooters. They've struck a dozen and a half times in Queens and the Bronx. These guys have been out since September 6th when three guys jumped a man in the Bronx. Robbers come up on victims who are alone, threaten them with knives, sometimes beat them, rip chains off their necks, and take their stuff. The muggings have happened across six police precincts in Queens and the Bronx, some in broad daylight. Last known incident was in November. Police are urging anybody with info on this thing to call Crime Stoppers.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.